بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Basing country issues on others is wrong. Pay attention to the domestic capacities. This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the president and members of the cabinet in Imam Khomeini's Husseiniyyah on August 30th, 2022. When the president returned from his trip abroad, he immediately went to Kirman to visit those who have been affected by the floods. His minister also spent several days monitoring the work that was being done. These are important matters. This is one of your accomplishments. It shows the administration's empathy towards people and their presence on the field to get the job done. This is an accomplishment. I'm not mentioning these accomplishments just to praise you. What I'm trying to say is that you shouldn't give up on this kind of work. Make sure you don't stop doing this. Keep it up.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Another accomplishment you've made is that you've removed all negative competition from the relations between the three powers, executive, judicial, and legislative systems. I believe this is an important matter. It is bad for the government, the parliament, and the judicial to constantly clash with each other and complain. Such actions worry people. Today we feel there is agreement and that a kind of empathy exists. Of course, this part and this work is one of the things that both the government and the parliament must take care of and maintain. It is a fragile matter. This is one of the things that is not really in your control or in the parliament's control. Certain individuals may come and create commotion and create sedition among you. You need to try and preserve this empathy and consensus. The government, the parliament, and the judiciary all need to be mindful of this. You need to be careful. Another of your achievements has been your employing the youth in the country's executive sectors. This is a great move, for it opens the worn-out circle of managers, replacing them with a new force.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me.